Well, the Greens are trying to rally their supporters ahead of the federal election. The retirement of former leader Bob Brown last year has left the party without its well-known figurehead. Published and internal polling shows it will be difficult for the Greens to retain all of their seats in the September ballot. The party's deal with the minority Labor government has given the Greens more power than they've had before, but some now question whether that was a good thing. From Canberra, James Glenday reports.
3 years ago, the Greens' future appeared bright.
It's clear the Greens will have the balance of power in the Senate. We'll use that responsibly and to make whoever's government more accountable.
At the last federal election, the Greens notched up a record vote, which delivered six senators and their first lower house seat at a general election, taking their total numbers in Canberra to 10. Within 18 months, Bob Brown chose to bow out on a high.
I'm, of course, very sad to go, but also happy to make way for the depth of talent that there is in the Green Parliamentary Party.
Since then, results from the Queensland, Northern Territory, ACT and local council elections have brought the party back to earth.
They're really battling, I think, to hold on to the seats they've got.
Anthony Green is the ABC's election analyst. He says people who voted for the Greens out of protest in 2010 are likely to shift back to Labor this time.
Well, they're not going to get the sort of increasing numbers they got in 2010. The Greens appear on some of the records, some of the elections we've seen around the country in the last year or two, to have come down from record levels. So if you're looking at how the Greens might go at the next federal election, you'd think there's a strong chance that they will come down off their record vote level.
Internal party polling suggests the Green support has dipped significantly, and many inside the party expect Sarah Hanson-Young will lose her Senate seat in South Australia.
Look, I don't think that's going to happen. I'm quite determined that we will return all of our sitting members. One of the more difficult things about this election is making sure people understand that if I lose my seat in South Australia, that will hand control of the Senate to Tony Abbott.
Adam Bandt's lower house seat of Melbourne and Scott Ludlam's Senate seat in Western Australia are likely to go down to the wire. Senator Ludlam is hopeful his party's different policies will make a difference at the ballot box.
Labor continually differentiate themselves from us by the huge policy mistakes they've made on immigration and refugees, for example. If people want Tony Abbott's policies, they'll vote for him.
And Labor is reciprocating, pointing out its differences too. Last year, senior Labor figures labelled the Greens loopy in an attempt to distance themselves from the coalition's repeated critique that the Green tail was wagging the government. Peter Brent is a political blogger with the Australian newspaper. He says the Greens should expect more of the same during the next 7 months.
I think all minor parties go eventually, either that or that will they become a major party.
He says it's too early to say if the Greens will go the way of the Democrats, but Mr. Brent says he thinks they've lost some of their gloss after working with Labor to introduce the carbon price.
The fact that they are now part of the main game and they can no longer be pure and they can no longer say we're the only people who are going to get a decent carbon price put in, they've lost that leverage.
Even if the Greens lose all four parliamentarians up for re-election, they'll still have six senators left, including the party leader, Christine Milne. And that's why the party's founder, Bob Brown, dismisses any suggestion the Greens are gone.
The reporting has been more wishful thinking than rooted in the real situation, and we're going to see that down the line.
In time, he claims a higher force will help the Greens replace the major parties.
The bushfires, disastrous floods, remind everybody that there's something greater than politics stalking our future in climate change and environmental destruction. And that always reminds people that it's only the Greens which can make a difference to make Australia safe for the future.
That's the former Greens leader Bob Brown speaking there with James Glenday.